I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a football Friday. It's 4 o'clock, which means we're joined by the great Ron Jaworski. You see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game shows this weekend and every game. Hey, Jaws, how are you?
Spike, Ike, great with you guys, man. If you don't have some excitement right now, you don't have a pulse. It's time. It's time to go.
See, that's what I'm saying, Jaws. I got the chicken skin going right now.
Yeah, it's Friday now. Got to calm down a little bit, but we'll get there by Sunday.
Yeah, you still got 2 days to go. So I don't want like to peak today. You know,
we don't have to worry about it. We just talk about it.
That's right.
Right. Well, you know, the energy's important.
No doubt.
So as far as the opponents that the Eagles could have seen on Sunday, how do you think it all worked out? You know, they could have seen the Packers. They could have seen the Rams. How do you think all this worked out for them?
I think it worked out very well. Now, I would have said that probably 2 or 3 weeks ago because the 49ers were playing good football, but they are just beat to hell. And hearing some of Kyle Shanahan's comments after the game last week that they lost to Seattle, it was like doomsday that they were playing so hard to win that game because they needed a bye week. They needed a week to rest. They're so beat up. You look at not only the number of guys that they have down and out for the season, but the number of starters that are out for this game. It's and some questionable. So I think the fact that they're beat up, traveling across country to a team that's going to be healthy. We're probably the most healthy we've been since day one of training camp. I mean, it looks like everybody's coming back healthy. So I think, you know, we have the health advantage and the home field advantage, which I think is very positive.
We put such an emphasis, Jaws, on this offense. It's almost like we rely on, I say we, I'm just saying fans. It's almost like we rely on the offense to dictate our satisfaction with the team or what have you. And it's almost as if the way they go is how we're going to feel about the team. I throw that out in the playoffs. I'm just wondering, this is a defensive-led team that needs to rely on their running game. What's the offensive formula that you would implement? Not only just – well, we'll stick with this week. What offensive formula would you implement going into this game?
Well, that's a great question. I actually spent some time reviewing last season. Of course, we were the Super Bowl champions, and you know, how did we get there? We had some bumps in the road in the regular season offensively. When we got to the playoffs, it was a totally different picture, and I got kind of the numbers to bear that out. If you look at the four games in the playoffs last year against Green Bay, L.A., Washington, K.C., we rushed for 818 yards. We rushed for 818 yards in four games. We threw the ball in those four games for 647. So here's the kicker. Jalen Hurts ran in those four games for 194 yards, almost 50 yards per game. We need to get Jalen involved more in the running game. We know he can handle a pass game. We know he can get it done. We've got to unleash him in the running game. 194, 818 yards in those four games were the difference. We only turned the ball over one time. didn't fumble the ball one time in the whole postseason. There's one interception in the Super Bowl. So there's the blueprint right there.
Yeah.
Run the ball effectively, get Jalen involved in the running game as well as the passing, and don't turn the football over, and we win.
Well, Jaws, that number, the 800-yard number in the four games, is kind of a stunning number to think that that was just a year ago, and we've seen the struggles they've had this year. So let me ask you this. So we've had a couple
I'll interrupt you 1 second.
Yeah.
What jumped out at me is that against the Rams, we rushed for 285 yards. We only threw the ball for 65 yards. That's a high school team. But we won a game.
I didn't even realize that.
And I believe we won on the running game, and we've got to be a little bit imbalanced toward the running when we're in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that was Jalen got sacked 7 times in that game, right?
Yeah. I didn't realize we only threw for 65
yards.
Wow.
That's good to keep
and
remember
won.
For some
and
of us.
And we won.
Yeah. Yes, we did. So the Eagles rushing attack, have a good running game. Everybody agrees. We look at this Niners defense. They're injured. They have backup linebackers. But I bring you back to the Bears game. All I heard was that they have backup linebackers. They can't stop the run. The Bills game, all I heard is, I'll tell you one thing about this defense. They can't stop the run. So if I were to ask you, give me confidence about why this week will be different, what would you say?
Help. I think that's the number one thing, and all season long, you know, on those pregame and postgame shows, I've been preaching this offensive line has played poorly or average, I'll say, because I've been one to believe in this offensive line since day one. I believe Howie Roseman built his football team through the offensive defensive line, and the defense line was fine. A couple of injuries here and there, but the offensive line was devastated. I think because of that, there was penetration on a lot of runs and too many negative plays. And once you get off schedule and you get into second and third and long, you're done in this league. That's when you face all the crazy defenses and exotic blitzes and different looks that make it difficult to pick up blitzes. So we've got to stay on schedule. We've got to be effective on first down, stay out of that third and long, and we'll be fine. But I think it boils down to the offensive line. I think we're rock solid everywhere else. The quarterback position, Saquon, the wide receivers, the tight end, the defense is solid. Now, I'd say when I look at the tape, I'm not overly impressed with our tackling. We're going to have to tackle well with guys like Christian McCaffrey. But I think the only question mark I have is, how good is this offensive line going to be? But they're healthy, and that's where it starts, with good health. And Lane back, we're already better. You know that. He's one of the best offensive linemen or best right tackles ever to play the game. So with him back healthy and fresh, huge advantage.
Yeah, and for sure, you look at the record with and without Lane. There's enough data there to say that even this year, I think they're 3-4 without Lane or 3-5 without Lane. So let me ask you this. We're all very confident in the defense. Defense has been great this year. What do the Niners do offensively that they could take advantage? Is there anything the Eagles do defensively that the Niners could take advantage of?
Oh, hell yeah. The Niners are one of the best offensive design teams in football. And Kyle Shanahan does an unbelievable job of I call it with the Christian McCaffrey, I call him the Where's Waldo. Where is he going to be? I mean, he really is the catalyst for anything they do on the offensive side of football. Now, you could talk about the quarterback, the wide receivers, the tight end, you know, Kittle and all those guys. But it all starts with Christian McCaffrey. You better know where he is or he's going to embarrass you. So I think all week, Vic Fangio's probably in practice having that guy. This is where CMC is. This is where he is. You better be where he is because he's going to take you to the football. He really is the guy that they like to use as a decoy, as well as a guy that's a go-to receiver, running back, and he can block. And actually, he's thrown passes in his career, so alert the halfback pass in this game, Eagle defense.
Your confidence in Jalen throwing the football if we have to throw the ball? Because if I'm Robert Saleh, I'm not letting the Eagles run the football. I'm going to force the passing game to sort of beat me. Just what are you're feeling on where our passing game is at right now going into the playoffs?
I think we're absolutely fine. I mean, we're fresh, we're healthy. The wide receivers had rest, except for Smitty had, you know, got to 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Had to get that 1,000. Got some bonus money in there,
you know, right.
Somehow, some way. But I think Jalen's fine. He's played great in the playoffs. I don't worry about him. I don't worry about the running game. I don't worry about the wide receivers. I think we're primed. It's kind of interesting because I'm looking at all the other games through this weekend and the two teams not playing in, you know, that with the bye week. I think this playoff situation is wide open. I think when you look at a team like Jacksonville, even Carolina has enough firepower to win. There's no dominant team this year. No team says, oh, my God, no one's going to beat us. There's no Kansas City right now. And it's just the way the league is. There's parity in the league. I think every game is somewhat of a toss-up.
You know, it's funny. You can look at it two ways. You could look at it that way and say, hey, look, we could do it. And then you could look and say, wait a minute, we're one of those teams too. So,
you're right, Spike. You're absolutely right.
So I think I know which way you're going, but we do need your prediction. Give us a score, Jaws.
I'm very confident in this pick. 21-20 Birds.
Whoa.
You know what's funny?
It threw me off with that one.
Yeah. I think we're going to get a lot of, the Birds are going to win, but they're not going to cover. That's so.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right, Jaws, thank you. And hopefully when you're on next week, we were talking about another Eagles playoff game and not wrapping up what went wrong.
We will be. It's always a pleasure being with you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Jaws.
All right, Jaws.
Thank you. There's Jaws. Always the optimist, Jaws. Yeah, except during that three-game losing streak.
21-20.
Yeah.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
That's a close game.
That's an Ike score if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. They're definitely going to win it by 1 point.
What's the spread?
Yeah. Spread up to 6.
It's up to 6?
It's up to 6. Costa's telling us that he thought it would settle around 5. It is opened at 3.5. Now, I was looking.
Six does feel like 3.5. I was like, six is pretty high.
Yes. I think that's where it should have been. And I was looking. 77% of the public money is on the Niners. So
is on the Niners?
Yeah. So it's crazy. Yeah.
It's good news for Eagles, for the Eagles.
I mean, somebody
unless
somewhere.
Huge money's coming in on the Eagles.
Late.
Moving the line.
No, I just told you.
Why not?
Oh, no. Actually, it's not the money. 77% of the bets are on the Niners.
Right.
That doesn't mean 77% of the money is on the Niners. Mm. So there you go. All right, 215-592-9494. The always optimistic Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Oh, Dusty.
On mute.
Oh, there
he is. Oh, my goodness. I said you're next.
Wow. I'm in a bad area.
Okay. Don't talk about the Northeast like that.
Yeah.
Dude. You guys ready for this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. Are you?
Yeah, Bobuchet Monday.
Are you?
Am I ready? Dude, I don't care about Bobuchet right now, Jack. What are you adding?
Yeah, you
mind?
Do. Dude, yeah,
we're
you
about
do.
To see the greatest Eagles quarterback go out there and start a back.
Shut his
back
hole!
Repeat in Philadelphia, boys.
Let me ask you this, Dustin.
Yeah. Talk to me, Big Saw.
Because you're a huge Jalen guy. I want to get your sense.
I'm a believer, dude.
I know. Just let me ask you a question.
Don't get so offensive. Yeah. Don't get so offensive.
Shut up for a sec.
Yeah.
In terms of his own position, like, where do you think Jalen ranks on the Eagles? Like, is Jalen a better quarterback league-wide than Saquon is a running back?
Man, dude, that's a good question.
This year, maybe.
Yeah, maybe even this year.
Well, there's a lot of factors into that because then you gotta question how good the offensive line
there's,
is.
There's not. The it's not. It's not. It's. I'm just asking you if you were ranking them.
It's not a trick
many,
question.
How many other quarterbacks I'd rather have in the league That's as my not, quarterback?
Yes.
It's who's better?
Yeah. Who's better at their position? Jalen as a quarterback or Saquon as a running back?
A handful of them, but the difference is Jalen's
all I did.
Just answer the question.
You're not even going to let me get through my whole list here because you refuse to answer the question. Who ranks higher at their position, Saquon as a running back or Jalen as a quarterback?
Probably Saquon as a running back.
Okay, who ranks higher, do you think, AJ as a wide receiver or Jalen as a quarterback?
Spritz wouldn't show you the video I showed you last week, and me and Ike were disagreements earlier in the year because I wanted to get rid of A.J. Brown. I don't think he's that good of a wide receiver. He catches everything thrown to him. I think Jalen's better at his position. And if you go back and look at the tape, dude,
Bull.
He's not always open, dude.
All right,
he's
how about
every one of go ahead.
Quinyon Mitchell.
He's the second best corner on the field.
Yeah, you got to get Quinyon.
What about Zach Bond?
Dude, he's a special teams player that had two great, I don't know.
He was almost defensive player of the year last year.
He's two-time pro.
So here's where I'm trying to get to. And I could do Jalen Carter.
I'll give Zach Ball, man.
I could do Lane, and even Devonta. And here's my thing. Is that we've all said, you were like, yeah, Saquon's a better running back, Quinyon's better. And yet, when they win a football game, you're saying that Jalen won the game.
Spike.
Yeah.
Do all those players who I agree with you are probably higher ranked at their position, do they win a Super Bowl last year without Jalen Hurts?
Well, who is playing instead of Jalen Hurts?
Without Jalen's performance in that Super Bowl last year.
Well, it wasn't a heroic performance.
Up, dude. He's won since he's been in the league. You guys have to put some respect on his name.
I think you're disrespecting the other players.
He's the eighth best quarterback in football. That is respect.
Yeah.
He has a great team around him, dude.
That's actually
you
pretty
go
high.
Back yeah. and look at Mike. Look at Michael Jordan, arguably the greatest basketball player of all time.
He had Hall
of Famers around him. The guy can't go out there, especially in football, out of – you have one person that's not –
He had one Hall of Famer around him for half of the championships, right? I mean, just Pippen. And then he got Rodman. But that's the only Hall of Famer. He only had one.
Well, Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr's not a Hall of Famer.
Look at all the great players of all time in every sport imaginable.
Yes, but nobody would say that Scottie Pippen was a better small forward than Michael Jordan was a shooting guard. Right?
Scottie Pippen's one of the greatest defenders of all time.
Dustin's one of my favorites now because he's a lunatic.
Before you let me go.
Yeah.
My buddy called me right after the Kepler went down. Yo, Spritzy, this is a question for you. I want to see your knowledge on the sport because I was wrong with my answer.
Okay.
Kepler got suspended for 80 games, right? And he's a free agent. When he gets picked up by the team, when does that suspension start? Does it start at game one of the season, or does it start once he signs a contract and he's on a team, and then you start your game?
I think it's once he signs.
I thought the same
thing. Makes
sense. According to him, I didn't look it up. I called you guys right after. He told me to call you.
But then a team has to sign him knowing that he's not going to be there for the first 80 games.
But also,
well, here's the thing. The financial penalty is not there. And that's the real penalty.
So yes, it's not costing him any money.
It's not costing him anything to miss 80 games if he's not on the roster.
It would, because he wouldn't sign until he admits, so we'd only get paid half the season. There would be a financial penalty, because he wouldn't be able to get paid for the first 80 games of the year.
Yeah, I actually think...
I mean, the league is not getting the money.
Because
they get the money, your fine money.
I think they donate all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's what they tell
us. I actually think that maybe it is, he just serves it and then can sign. Because no one's going to sign him now.
Right.
It's almost like he'd sit the entire season. Like, no one's going to...
So, in the NFL, it doesn't start until you sign.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Jack, why don't you get that information? Do you have somebody you can text?
Maybe.
Ask?
You ask people?
I don't know. You would have to be on a roster.
About Kepi?
Ask Chat GPT.
Yeah, or... You do this to me, ask Preston Mattingly. Everyone's like, everything you say about the Sixers comes from Daryl. Ask Preston Mattingly.
Good point.
Give us a score, Dustin.
Man, I think it's blowout. I think the Birds win 37-17.
Oh, yeah, 37.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah. 37 points, yeah.
37.
Sure.
Totally normal.
Yep. How many times did they score 30? Once they scored 37 this year? Just 38 against the Giants, right?
31 against the Raiders.
Yeah, so 37 they only scored once.
I thought you meant over 30. I'm trying to think of the times they eclipsed the 30-point mark.
Vikings was 28.
28,
right?
Yeah.
Neither Dallas game.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they don't eclipse the 30-point mark. It's the Giants game, right?
Giants and
Raiders.
And the Raiders.
And the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even counting that game.
Yeah. 215. Can you believe they beat the Chiefs? 215-592-9494. Glenn in Holland. You're on WIP. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, Glenn.
What's up, Glenn?
Hey, first of all, someone needs to check the drinking water in New York because of all the ridiculous ideas that are coming out of there. I think they all have brain damage.
Well, Spike ruined the station.
Yeah, I did. I did. Again, I am proud of them. If we have to answer calls about what they're saying at the fan, then they must be doing something right. So,
well, it's supposed to be Tell the Truth Friday. You should have shut them off. You should have shut them off immediately.
Yeah, that ain't my. Well, look, it is what it is. I needed to tell that guy he was wrong. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you just ended with, you can't believe we beat the Chiefs. Just remember, we only beat the Chiefs.
The Raiders.
Because
I couldn't believe the Raiders beat the Chiefs. Yeah.
Oh, you can't believe the Raiders beat the Chiefs. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, there's that. But, yeah, so back to the original question. I'm very confident. I think the Eagles are going to win. And, you know, if they had their, like, full set of defensive starters, yeah, then I'm really worried, right? But if we can't get our offense going at all against, you know, what they're putting up on defense right now, it's going to be a crazy week next week, right? Because if we can't score on them, right, that says a whole lot of things about the team.
Well, it wouldn't say anything. Glenn, would it say anything we don't already know? I agree with you that if they can't score on the Niners, especially if they lose, there will be a lot of conversations about the offense, but I think it will just reaffirm everything that happened during the year. I think it would be more shocking if they come out and score 37 points, like Dustin said.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not saying 37. I'm going with maybe 24.
I would take 24.
I'd take 24.
Yeah. But that brings up something about you mentioned earlier in the show about how, you know, the confidence needle, like if we get past this game, you know, for you said the confidence needle was moving. Like, but I don't see it. Like that, like you said, like if we beat the Niners, that doesn't really tell us anything, right? Like the confidence needle doesn't start moving until we win the divisional round and we can play two halves of offense against, you know, not somebody's practice team.
Yeah, maybe. I think, thank you for the call, Glenn. In terms of, I don't know how I'm going to feel on Monday. I will be thrilled that they win if they win. As far as how it looks, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think the city's confidence, no matter how it looks, I think we will get if they win 16-13, offense looks like trash, don't complete a pass in the second half, we will all shrug our shoulders and go, this team, we will officially be in, this team has just figured out how to do this mode, I think, on Monday.
So what if they, even if that second round game is the Rams? See, that's where I think people wouldn't feel as confident. If you only score 16 against the Niners.
Yeah. And the Rams did, I mean, they put up 26 on us, and they had two field goals blocked, mm-hmm. and they took field goals when they probably should have gone for it. It wasn't like the Rams fit. Now the defense was not as good early in the season as it is now. What do you think? Okay, let's say we win an ugly Eagles game.
People would be trying to talk themselves in. They feel confident that we could beat the Rams.
I think, yeah.
Assuming Green Bay wins and we don't have to play Chicago.
Right.
So I'm just assuming that. That's the only way I'm thinking about the outcome of the game and people not being as excited. We'll be excited Monday because they won Sunday. But
then
I think,
it'll be, oh, no.
Yes, yeah. Like Tuesday and Wednesday. Then it's like, okay, if we got to play the Rams, I just don't know.
So would you rather go to Chicago or play the Rams here?
I'd rather play the Rams here.
Than go to Chicago?
Yeah.
Jack?
I'd rather play the Rams here.
Yeah.
I agree. 5-0 at home, baby.
Well, and the Rams will have had to go from West Coast to East Coast, back to West Coast, over to East Coast.
Yeah.
You know, rather than going to Chicago, who will have just beaten their rival at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd probably. Yeah, but I.
It'd be a good time to get the Rams because of their traveling schedule.
Yes. Yeah. Man. I don't know. All right.
I don't know if my confident meter would be at 8.5.
Yeah.
But.
And I do think line's probably 1.5 Rams. I know Costa said 1. I think it's 1.5. That would be my guess. All right. 215-592-9494. It is a football Friday. What is your confidence level? It's an on-the-record Friday. Man, we have a lot coming up. The back half of the show, very stacked. We will find out if Giglio holds onto the belt. He has been holding onto the belt since before Christmas because we have not had a show.
Unreal.
We will, I assume, hear from Rios for a playoff hype-up speech. Make sure the Rocky music is there. I
haven't heard from Rios all week.
Tommy down the shore.
Tommy!
We'll check in. There's a rumor of new poetry.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. Nice. We got to get an Eat the Gabagool. Anna, is it oil or is it
oil?
The oil. Oil a second, right? Yeah. Is it oil or is it oil? 205-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know what? Let me tell you something. Tommy down the shore knows one thing. Well, I guess I'll vouch for it. Is that Colonial Hyundai is the place that you have to go for a brand new Hyundai. And that the truth is that waiting is not going to do you any favors at this point. Because getting there now, getting there anytime, Colonial Hyundai is going to solve whatever issue you could think you have getting a brand new Hyundai at Colonial. Is it you don't think they're going to have your car? Well, no. I mean, they're going to have it. They've got a couple hundred brand new Hyundais on the lot. Palisades, Konas, Tucson's, whatever you need. Is it financing? Well, as low as 0%? Could you do better than 0%? I don't think you could. And Colonial is going to make sure you get financing, best financing. Anyway. Is it your trade? Like this piece of junk, I'm not going to get anything for it. Not a Colonial. They give you more for your trade than anywhere else. Warranty. They check that off the box too. America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get over there now. There's no sense in waiting. Colonial Hyundai is on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. 24/7, you can go to ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jack, you actually have to hit that thing because I know for the first time, I actually don't have it in front of me. I don't know where it went. Oh, no,
really?
I got it. You want me to do it or do you
want
to
do it? Yeah, you got it.
All right. 0% financing applies to select new Hyundai models. Offers can't be combined. Includes all rebates and incentives. See dealer for full details.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.